Such a day, 38 week ordinary time 1. First reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 1 to 2a, 11 to 12, and 25 to 29. Brothers and sisters, I ask then, had God rejected his people? Of course not. For I too am a child of Israel, a descendant of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God had not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know that the scripture say about Elijah, how he pleaded with God against Israel? Hence I ask, did they stumble so as to fall? Of course not. But through their transgression, salvation had come to the Gentiles, so as to make them zealous. Now, if their transgression is enrichment for the world, then if their dismissed number is enrichment for the Gentiles, how much more their full number? I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you will not become wise in your own estimation. A hardening had come upon Israel in part, until the full number of Gentiles come in, and thus all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away godlessness from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sin. In respect to the gospel, they are enemies on your account. But in respect to election, they are beloved because of the patriarchs, for the gift and the call of God are irrevocable. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 1 and 7 to 11. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the place of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, give your place to this man, and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you and he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position, then you will enjoy the esteem of your companion at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Need to be humble on the journey of searching for the truth. Pride causes so much damage for people in their relationship to God and others. To God, pride prevents people to recognize the truth with God ones to reveal and to teach people. It also keeps people from realizing their sin and asking for God's mercy. To others, pride hinders people to learn good things from others and irritates people when they see other good things which they do not have. It also prevents people to have a true peace of mind. Today's readings want to teach people to be humble in their relationship to God and others. In the first reading, due to the pride of being God's selected people and of having the law, many Israelites bluntly refused to accept Christ, who God sent to save the world. Therefore, salvation was extended to the Gentiles. However, according to Paul, when the Israelites see the Gentiles are also loved and included in God's kingdom, they will humbly repent and believe in Christ. At the end, both are saved. St. Paul also issued a warning to the Gentiles who arrogantly despised the Jewish unbelievers, because God will not withdraw what he had promised to them. In the Gospel, Jesus advised his disciples they should have a humble attitude in their social contact with others. For example, they should choose the narrowest seat in meeting or in wedding to avoid the shame of taking others' seat. Second analysis. First reading, God's plan of salvation. A third point. God's plan of salvation is open to the Gentiles also. St. Paul felt painful and shameful because of the Israelites' rejection of Christ and of their role in his death. He would like to find out why these things happened. When he looked back to the Jewish history, many times God led foreign armies to punish the Israelites because of their stubborn of hearts and their refuse to repent from sin. But when they recognized their sin and repented, God set them free from their enemies and helped them to rebuild their temple and nation. The same thing might happen in the case of their stubborn rejection of Christ. God opened the Gentile hearts so that they believe in Christ and receive God's love and salvation. When the Israelites realized they arrogantly refused salvation to Christ, they will be awakened and humbly believe in Christ to fulfill nicely God's salvation plan. So all what have happened are in God's providence. Second point. God uses the Gentiles to purify the Israelites. In God's providence, he arranged so that all that happened are for human benefits. He even uses human bad habits and sins to convert them to better persons. St. Paul illustrated an example. Let you be wiser in your own conceits. I want you to understand this mystery, brethren. A hardening had come upon part of Israel until the full number of the Gentiles come in. God used the hardness of many Jews to extend his salvation to the Gentiles. And when the Jews see the Gentiles who are loved and gathered in by God, they will repent and believe in Christ. Saint Paul said, I want you to understand this mystery, brethren. A hardening had come upon part of Israel until the full number of Gentiles come in, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. In this purified progress, whoever is so proud of his own thinking will be destroyed. But whoever is humble to recognize the truth will inherit God's salvation through Christ. Saint Paul carefully warned those who scornfully despised the Jews, because they were selected by a covenant with their forefathers. When God called and promised, he never changed his mind. Second, the gospel. Who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Third point. Men love vain glory and high places. Jesus gave a popular example to teach people to be humble. It should occupy a higher place in a wedding. Jewish ancient custom is different with our today's society, in which the host arranged the guest seats and had people to lead guests to their seats. At Jesus' time, guests chose their own seats, depending on their judging. The only one who knows the arrangement of seats is the host. Guests do not know who were invited and their relationship with the host. This is why Jesus advised his disciples, when you are invited by anyone to a marriage feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest a more eminent man than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, give place to this man. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when the host come, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. Second point. God loved the lowly. At the verse of Magnificat state, God had put down the mighty from their throne and exalted those of low degree. See Luke chapter 1, verse 52. Jesus also declared many times in the gospel, who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. How could people learn the lesson of humility? The most efficient way is to learn the truth about God, others, and oneself. First, to know God. All things are possessing belong to God. Nothing belongs to us. If everything is of God, why could we be proud of ourselves? Our life it also belonged to him. When it is time to die, we cannot say no to him. Second, to know oneself. Our knowledge is so limited comparing to vast knowledge of humankind, and whatever we accomplished is so small comparing to so many important works of others. Third, to know others. Many of great men and women lived a humble life. The Blessed Mary, even she is the Mother of God, acknowledged that she was only God's maid servant. She was prayed by generation after generation as the most blessed one, was only because of God's grace. Saint Thomas Aquinas, the author of the great work Summa Theologiae, denied continuing to write. The reason, as he confessed, is that whatever he had written about are stories comparing to God's truth. If the great people are such humble, what do we have to be brag about? Application in life. The most effective way in dealing with others is to choose the downward plague. When we chose that plague, we will not be sinful or fighting with anyone. Therefore, we have a peace of mind. To be truly humble, we need to learn the truth about God, others, and ourselves. Once we know the truth, we know how to behave properly to God and to others. Amen.